Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We've got 24 and a half more minutes to go on the program. I'm Tim Wildman with Fred Jackson and Steve Jordahl. Steve, good morning to you, brother.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing good, doing good. We got 24 minutes or so left on the program.
The best today. 24 yet to come.
Do what?
The best 24 minutes of the show. I guarantee it. I guarantee. I don't know.
Steve thinks very highly of himself.
Hey, Fred, did you time how long I talked without taking a breath last half hour?
Yeah, I did pretty well. I think it was about 15 and a half minutes.
I did for a 60-year-old man, huh?
That's right.
Did I wax eloquent? Would you say that? Or
That was an interesting discussion. That really was.
I've always wanted to wax eloquent.
I don't know if I did. I was listening. I think you did okay.
Yes.
All right. Listen, I'm not a born radio talk show host. I got this job because my dad. And I had to grow into it. So I'm just a common person, okay? I'm not a professional radio talk show host. Our number one goal here, I'm going to get to my thoughts on the election in just a minute, but our number one goal here is to promote Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And the Bible and the teachings of the Scripture and to introduce people to the Lord. And that's, you know, we can talk politics all day, and it's important. Our government is important, but more important is seeing people's souls saved for eternity.
Yes.
And that's why the majority of our time here on American Family Radio is spent advocating for Jesus and the Bible. And all right, so I think everybody should know that and know that. That's why they listen, support us. Listen, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Joe Biden, Nikki Haley, they'll all be, and you and me, folks, listening, we'll all be here and gone, all right? But the cause of Christ marches through history. And American Family Radio, American Family Association, I pray and hope that when I'm gone, whenever the Lord calls me home, or I decide, you know, I don't want, excuse me, it's sniffling there. I don't want to, you know, it's better for me to retire and just go to my 27 kids baseball games, however how many grandchildren I got now. I have 10. Then, you know, whenever that is, that'll be, but the cause of Christ and the is the cause of American Family Association, American Family Radio, and that will march on whoever the president is or isn't. Now, all right, what I'm about to express is my personal opinion. American Family Association, American Family Radio, we don't have a written policy about what I'm about to say, okay? That just isn't part of our mission statement. But so I'm just going to talk for me personally about politics. All right. We got the primaries coming up. As I said, Donald Trump's heavily favored. He probably going to end up winning the Republican nomination. And if that's it, but we'll see. I don't know. Stranger things have happened. You know, things happen. Donald Trump could have a heart attack tomorrow. Who knows what could happen? But right now, it appears if it's Trump versus Biden in November, if that's the way it turns out, then my view is, and for Christians maybe who have objections to Trump's words and behavior, which are objectionable a lot of times, quite frankly, from a Christian point of view, is this. If it came down to Biden versus Trump, I'm going to vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. All right? And the reason is, for me, the judges, okay? The judges. Whoever the president is appoints federal judges, Supreme Court justices and federal judges. That's about the most powerful lever in American politics, okay? Who the judges are, what they believe about the law and the Constitution and freedom. If the political left gets control of the whole federal judiciary and the Supreme Court, What they're going to do, they're going to use, and then they get control of the politics. They're going to try to shut down freedom and liberty in this country and our way of life. They're going to try to push their leftism, and that includes censoring Christians and persecuting Christians. That's what's going to happen down the road if the left gets in charge, gets the majority of all the federal judges and the Supreme Court. So that cannot happen, okay? So if that alone to me would be the reason you vote for whoever the Republican candidate is in November. Again, this is my personal opinion. Okay, I'm expressing my personal opinion. So I may vote for somebody differently in the primary than Trump. But if you're asking me a general election, and you have to choose between Biden and Trump, it's going to be Trump. All right, primarily for the reasons I just expressed. So the Republican primary marches on. May the best man or woman win. Nikki Haley's still in. Trump's still obviously leading the pack, and Governor DeSantis is trying his best to get momentum for his campaign, and we'll see what happens there. Fred, does that make sense?
Oh, it does. And I mean, the contrast that you outlined there, you know, you in particular articulated on the judges. And I would think, you know, if we were to do a poll, there would be, look at the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden on the border. My goodness.
Oh,
Joe Biden has orchestrated an invasion of this country. It is hard to believe. So on that front, on the economic front, the economy was much better under Donald Trump. Joe Biden is driving the economy into the ground. And then you have the climate change agenda. I don't think a lot of people out there, Tim, understand that if Joe Biden gets what he wants on the climate change agenda, the restrictions that are going to be on our freedoms.
Right.
And you're exactly right when it comes to freedom of expression. The story we dealt with in the first hour of Biden's financial people going after banks and going after credit unions to find out what their customers say about Trump and about MAGA. That's just a little indication of their thinking in the Biden administration. We're going to shut down the communication. We're going to shut down people who have a conservative point of view. So the difference between the two parties is absolutely astronomical.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely true. So we'll see what happens going forward. With Trump, it's just you just want to go, come on, man. Quit attacking your friends. You know what I'm saying? People who support you. Former President Trump. I can't say that every time. I think Trump uses Trump to describe himself. So when I just use his last name, I'm not in any way being disrespectful. But see, we're like with President Trump, with Governor DeSantis, President Trump hasn't called him by his first name, by his proper name for a year. He just calls him DeSanctimonious. Well, you know what? That's not funny anymore, man. Okay? That's not funny anymore. You've used it. We understand. quit calling Nikki Haley bird brain. We need to raise the people need to ask President Trump, you need to do your part, okay, to raise the discourse here. Let's quit being personal and disrespectful of other people just because they challenge you. You're not a king, okay? Nobody has to kiss your ring. So just as much as people would say, well, I love what President Trump did, and I think he's great for America, and I'm going to support him. Listen, I understand that, go for it. But you can't dismiss also some of these things that he says and does and these – that causes division among friends unnecessarily. So that's my view. You know, with all of us, Trump or Tim or Fred, we all got our good side and our bad side. We got faults and we got things that we do well. But I'm just saying, as I've said before, with President Trump, I use the word unnecessary. Listen, if President Trump's going to win, I'm not putting all his court cases aside. If he's going to win in November, he'll need every single Republican in America to vote for him. every single conservative or Christian, if he wins the nomination, he's going to need everybody to vote for him, and enthusiastically so. And so there's no need to ridicule and try to pull Governor DeSantis's pants down in public just to make you feel good or to mock him. Trump needs to raise the level of discourse. He did a great job, Trump did the other day, after the Iowa caucus.
Mm-hmm.
He was gracious.
Mm-hmm.
He was calling for unity. But I'm just saying, you can't be schizophrenic on this thing. It makes it harder. You say you want unity, and then you call him just sanctimonious and call Governor DeSantis a globalist rhino. Mm-hmm. And you just can't do those things and build unity within a party. It causes discord unnecessarily. And I hope and pray that if President Trump wins the nomination, well, I hope he would do it tomorrow, but I hope he will, raise the level of discourse and at least not attack your friends, people who are in agreement with you politically. You need to build your base and grow your base. So, all right, that's all I got to say on that. I think we needed to talk about that openly and honestly here, because we have a lot of people who are writing us and calling us, and we had to. This came up because Wesley, my son, some others said, hey, we're getting some feedback this morning. People are canceling their support of AFA because Jenna Ellis says she's not going to support Donald Trump. And I just said, you know, I don't know exactly how to handle this, except let's just spit it out. Let's just talk about it, and let's just get it out in the open. So Jenna said she's not a never Trumper, but she is open to another candidate, should a conservative candidate become available that would be viable. Is that what you got? I don't want to put words in Jenna's mouth, except is that what she said, right?
Yeah, I didn't hear a program this morning, but
I'm talking about what our conversation was half an hour ago.
That's what I took from that conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's move on. What do you got, Steve?
All right. Hey, let's go down.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Steve Jordahl Ammonius. Go ahead, Steve Jordahl Ammonius.
Ammonius.
Yeah. All right.
That was pretty weak. I just came up with that.
You'll have to explain what it means later to me, because I'm sure I get that. Mm-hmm. Down in Texas, you may have recalled that the down at Eagle Pass, Texas, the state took back the park that they're processing a lot of the illegals that cross in Eagle Pass. The federal government was down there. Border Patrol was doing what they do, which was citing people and letting them go. Well, Texas decided that they had enough of that, and the state sent its law enforcement down there to basically kick the feds out. And we now have videos and stories of people being arrested, illegals being arrested, put in handcuffs, and led away. I'm not sure where they're taking them, but in Eagle Park, state law enforcement are acting under Governor Abbott's orders, and they are enforcing criminal trespasses on single adults, men and women. That's according to the Texas Department of Public Safety. So Texas taking matters into their own hands. You remember, Tim, several years ago, Arizona tried to do its own border enforcement, and the White House struck them down. They weren't having it. I think it was the Obama White House at the time. So, but you know, I'm hearing some interesting things. We're now hearing from Democrat mayors and governors of these former sanctuary states saying maybe this wasn't such a good idea. And I want to play you a little cut. This is a black talk show host that's pretty popular. His name is Charlemagne. He's talking, and I want you to hear what he has to say, because he has had a little bit of a change of heart. Cut 8.
Of course, he's the president of the United States of America. If he can take credit for the good things that happen in this country, he has to take credit for the bad as well, because those things happen on his watch, you know? And I'm telling you, people are going to go to those sound bites, and they're going to go to those sound bites where they saw, you know, the President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris and Mayor Eric Adams and all of these other, you know, liberals and Democrats, they're going to go to those sound bites of them welcoming them into sanctuary cities. And I mean, it made a lot of those Democrats start singing a different tune. And I mean, the voters see that, you know, the voters see that. And so what does that look like to the voter? Just on the surface, it looks like Republicans were right about the issue and Democrats got it wrong.
That has to be the
Who was that? That was a very popular black radio talk show host, right?
Yeah, he goes by Charlamagne.
I mean, his listening audience is mostly African American, right?
It is. Yeah. He's the same guy that remember when Joe Biden went on and said, "If you don't vote for me, you ain't black."
Right.
That was on Charlamagne Tha God Show.
Yeah, gotcha.
So same guy.
So was that him?
That was him. Charlamagne.
And was talking. I was distracted here. What was the essence of what he said?
Basically, as you've seen, Democrat mayors and states reverse their position on sanctuary cities, voters are going to notice. And he says it appears on the surface, Republicans got it right, Democrats got it wrong on immigration.
The only issue I would take with that statement, appears on the surface, give me a break. Does he not follow what's going on? You know, it was so easy for these left-wing Democrat mayors back in the day when there was just a trickle of illegals coming into their city to be sanctuary cities. But now that Joe Biden has opened our southern border to millions of people entering this country illegally, and now tens of thousands of them are going into cities like New York and San Francisco and Chicago, now these Democrat mayors are upset, saying maybe this wasn't a good idea. Well,
I know in Texas and Arizona are saying, welcome to our world.
Exactly. You know, I guess the Democrats thought that all of these millions of illegals would just stay in Texas. Well, Texas is saying no. And these illegals coming in are being asked, okay, where do you want to go?
Right.
I want to go to New York. I want to go to Chicago. Yeah. I want to go to San Francisco.
They want to go to a sanctuary city, and they want to go where where they're going to be provided for.
Yes. And we have a scary story related to this coming out of Denver this morning. The main city's main public hospital, Denver, of course, it's Democrat. Colorado's Democrat now. The main public hospital there is deep in the red after at least 8,000 illegal immigrants have used the services of this one hospital 20,000 times. And they rung up a bill, which these illegals are never going to pay, of $130 million. There are reports that at this hospital, they have been turning away American citizens, but they're taking care of these illegal immigrants and no charge. This is what's happening. And I'm sure this story is going to be repeated right across the country. It's amazing what's going on out there.
The Democrat mayors who, you know, these people were criticizing Texas and Arizona and were, remember this?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of years back?
Sure.
They were saying, you know, you need to be more welcoming, and we welcome people from all the world to come here. Well, they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And New York said, whoa, wait a minute. We didn't really mean everybody, and we didn't really mean we'd have to take care of all these folks. So it was a, what do you call it, virtue signaling?
Yes.
Yep.
On the part of the left, and now they're having to deal with the reality of having to take care of thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have took them up on their invitation to come to America, except New York, Chicago, Denver, and San Francisco. They expected them to stay in El Paso or Dallas or Houston, and now they're going around the country. And all of a sudden now you're saying something needs to be done about the border.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, next story.
Well,
Steve.
The Republicans are doing something about the border. They've introduced H.R. 2, which would restrict the asylum process for people crossing the border, resume construction of the fence. Well, one of the representatives in Congress, freshman Maxwell Frost, Democrat of Florida, said he didn't think that was such a good idea, and he says, if you're going to do that, I have a bill for you, and I dare you to introduce it. Listen to Cut 9.
My colleagues on the other side of the aisle, let's be honest with immigrants who deserve better than what you're offering them. Don't welcome immigrants if you plan to reject them. If you keep pushing your bigoted H.R. 2 bill, then also pass this bill. I've taken the liberty of drafting it for you. It removes The Statue of Liberty, our largest symbol that tells people to come here. This is who you are, removing the fabric of America. So I want to know which Republican who supports and voted for H.R. 2 will introduce this bill.
Be careful now. He's a Democrat. They'll do it. They'll push over the statue.
Well, you know, this is the thing. They try to mislead the American public. They use the term immigrants. This country has a system to welcome immigrants. You apply to come to the country. You get a green card. You get a permit to come. And then you, after a while, you apply for citizenship. There is a system in place. These countries have broken, these illegals have broken into this country. They've broken in. It's like somebody has broken into your house. I would like to ask this Democrat member of the House, are you open to people just breaking down the door of your personal house and coming in? Are you going to feed them? Are you going to welcome them? Of course they wouldn't do that. But these people, they use the term. They say if you're against what's going on at the southern border, you're racist and you're against these poor folks. There is a system to come to this country. We got to get back to that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a couple of things. One, it's an abuse of the asylum laws that we have here in America. We've always been traditionally a welcoming country to people who have been persecuted politically or religious for religious reasons. Well, what's happened now is the people are coming from around the world. They're crossing over our southern border and they're pleading asylum. Do you plead? I guess I don't know exactly how to describe it. And then they're turned loose into the interior of the country and told to come back for an asylum hearing before a judge, and they never come back.
Nope.
That never happens. It's an abuse of ours. You're supposed to plead asylum in the first country you come to when you leave wherever it is you've been persecuted.
That's right. That's right.
And for millions of them, it would be Mexico, but they're not doing that. They're just coming right up to the Mexican country and into our country. So it's an abuse of the asylum process. I hate to say it, but I think you should suspend the asylum claims for at least a year till we get this fixed.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Now, with Biden, I don't think he gives a rip.
Nope.
But if you were able to get enough in Congress and get a new president who believed in border enforcement, then I would be in favor of just saying, listen, we're suspending asylum into the U.S. for a year until we get this figured out because it's overwhelming our nation.
Yes.
So, but, you know, oh, go ahead, Steve. We got about a minute left, two left.
All right. Let me just did you hear that the FAA is trying to go diverse in its hiring? It wants to. It says hire people with intellectual and psychiatric disabilities.
You're talking about
the Federal Aviation Administration. I want you to hear real quick the Babylon Bee's take on this cut 10.
Welcome aboard, folks. We are very proud to share that your pilot is the most diverse pilot on record. She is a 3'2" transgender pansexual Native American man who identifies as a 6-foot-tall Korean woman. Any volunteers to help reach the controls are welcome. You will want to buckle up as her epilepsy is often triggered by the...
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
You get the point.
That's the Babylon Bee. That's a satirical.
It is.
Satirical website there. All right. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Well, thanks to Fred, to Chris, to Jenna. And who's running the board today?
Adam.
Adam Suddeth came in to brave the ice here in North Mississippi to run the board for us today. Thank you for listening, everybody. We will see you tomorrow for Trivia Friday. Have a great day. We'll